Peter Spatafore. He is running for the Lansing School District Board of Education. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Tony. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being on the program. Why in the world are you doing this? You don't need the hassle.
Well, I get that question a lot, and really it's about giving our children a much better opportunity. Right now, there is sort of a lack of faith and trust in the leadership of the Lansing School District, and I hope to bring that back to the Board of Education here in Lansing to give every kid a chance to succeed once they leave the Lansing School District. We need them all to be college-capable and career-ready, and I think I'm one of the people that can bring that skill set to the Lansing Board.
All right, Peter, tell us a little bit about your background. Take us from high school to where you are now.
Sure. You can find out more on my website at peterspatafore.com, but I was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan, went to Waverly High School, attended the James Madison College at Michigan State, where I studied social relations with an emphasis in education policy. After college, I moved on to the Michigan Elementary and Middle School Principals Association, served as their advocate here in Lansing, and now I'm with the Michigan Association of School Boards, where I work as their voice in public policy, working on education policy, school finance. I also chair the Save Our Students Schools and State Task Force, which is a task force dedicated to stabilizing school funding.
Do you have any children in the school district?
I do not have children, but when I picked Lansing, it was my goal to send my prospective kids to the Lansing School District.
All right. Now, you know you're going to hear, how's this guy going to come in and govern and lead when he doesn't have children? He's not totally immersed into the program. He's not dealing with the day-to-day things you might as a parent.
Well, it's a fair question, but it's one that I don't accept as a premise to keep me off the board. I think you don't have to have the children in the schools to care about the community. And I bring to the board a set of skills that I think are absent in most of the other candidates. I'm a coalition builder. I understand school board governance. I understand school district finances. Those are things that you're going to need to hit the ground running. And I can get into the buildings and understand, work with the staff, work with the parents to get up on the issues that some might claim I don't know about. But I think that I bring a great depth of knowledge and a skill set that is lacking on that board.
When we talk to school officials, whether it's teachers or whether it's Superintendent T.C. Wallace or other officials, and even in some cases board members, we always have to ask, it seems like, the same questions. Why aren't our test scores where they need to be? Why are we having so many challenges on the school board with people warring, if you will? And let's take one question at a time. What would be your plan to get Lansing school children into the top tier of production when it comes to performance on these school exams to see where our kids are?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, if you visit my website, peterspatafore.com, we've got more information on all of these questions. But I would work on reconfiguring our grades so that we're putting kids together so we have fewer transitions. I would also look at finding ways to get students in front of teachers and in quality educational programming more often so there are fewer breaks in between learning opportunities. I would want to create the school buildings as a hub for the community so that, that parents, community members, and business leaders look to the schools as a place to spend time with their kids in programming. We spend a lot of time in education focusing on, you know, putting out fires. It's my goal to spend more time focusing on fire prevention, and I would reprioritize the board's sort of mission so that we're constantly focusing on student achievement and how our decisions affect the kids in the classroom.
All right. Well, with all due respect, that all sounds fine and dandy, but that sounds like political rhetoric when it comes. It seems like the underlying problem with schools in urban areas, and especially here in Lansing, is you have challenges with the family. You've got a fundamental breakdown with the family. I'm a guy who comes from a single-parent home, mixed-race home, low income. When you have social challenges like that, that seems to be the core of the problem. How are you going to tackle that?
Those are going to be some of our biggest challenges, and I think if you do, as I said, talk about creating the schools as a community center for the parents and the children, and engaging your parents with parent education programs, and we have them begin to think of the schools as a place where they can go for resources as well. I think that will help with parent education. There's only so much we can do as a school district, but while those students are here in our buildings, I want to make sure that they're getting all that they can from the district. And right now, I don't think that's the case.
Well, as you know, funding is a huge challenge. And if they're closing the buildings, you want to be the hub of the community. How are you going to achieve that goal?
Well, I would hope funding is always going to be a problem. And the decisions made by the state legislature affect us every day here in public education. But I think if we take a look at, we have to create a map where we want to go. Right now we're looking at this problem from, we have a shortage of funding, let's close some buildings to save some dollars. I don't truly believe the bricks and mortar are what educate our children, it's the people and the programs, but I think we also need to take a serious look at where we are now and where we want to be to recognize if we do or do not need to close buildings. I'm not 100% sold that we have to close any, but I'm open to all possibilities.
Should virtual learning be a bigger part of the education process in the Lansing School District?
Absolutely, but also should access to virtual learning opportunities. We have a high poverty rate, a high at-risk rate in Lansing, and we need to work with the business community and higher education to try and bring internet access to more families in Lansing. We can't begin to infuse every aspect of our curriculum with virtual learning if we can't expect all of our children to have access when they get home. So that's something I would do, is reach out to our community partners to try and bring access to more families in the city.
All right. Well, you face a huge challenge because there seems to be so much discourse, so much infighting publicly at meetings, one member asking another to resign, yelling and screaming, bickering about off-topic issues. What can one man do in instances like that?
Well, as I mentioned from my resume, I work with the Michigan Association of School Boards. It's one of my jobs is to help boards with their issues and build coalitions around ideas. And I think that's something I bring to the table, is I'm a face who people recognize as somebody who knows what he's talking about in school board governance. And I can work with diverse groups of people, various interests, and a certain set of egos to bring together a group of people around ideas to work better for the kids in Lansing. And I don't think I'm going to be able to fix the problems, overnight, but I think over the course of the first year or so, building those relationships, I don't come in with preconceived notions or hostilities. I come in with my eyes wide open, ready to solve the district's problems for the children and the parents of our school district.
Peter, final question for you. I'm someone who worked at Eastern High School for 5 years, so I know the district and I know that school pretty well. And you know what's interesting? Over the years, there have been these failing test scores, if you will, and these high dropout rates. And what I always hear is, you know what, but they're improving. We're not as bad as we were last year. We're improving every year. But yet, when it comes to, the upper echelon, the upper tiers, more success, we don't see that. And it's rhetoric. How do you address that?
Well, part of the problem that we face is we have a huge migration problem. We have over 4,000 students that have left the district for other districts. So we're working with a sort of a transient population, and that doesn't help student achievement. We also seem to can't get ourselves off the front page of the newspaper for the wrong reasons. We need to start focusing on what we are doing well and mitigating what we're not doing so well. We spend a lot of time talking about the problems, but not a lot of time trying to fix them. I think that's something that I bring to the board, is I'm looking more of a 5, 10, 20-year plan than how do we get through this year. And I think that would help address the test score issue. If we start looking at the curriculum and our offerings from top to bottom, we will see successes in the later years. You mentioned Eastern High School. We will see higher test scores on the ACT and the Michigan Merit Exam. If we start looking at the curriculum more holistically rather than surgically, we need to figure out what the system problem is, not just what the problem is when they take that one test.
Well, Peter, I think you make one good point. We hear about the successes in Williamston and Okemos and East Lansing when it comes to test scores, and there's many others, but we probably don't hear as much about the magnet schools and as much about the other great schools. So I think you make a valid point there.
Tony, I completely agree. People sometimes fail to recognize that Lansing has programs that have waiting lists from parents outside of the district even, and we need to talk more about those. I mean, you know, Post Oaks International Baccalaureate certification is a great asset to this district. Where else in the region can you have a district that has this many offerings because of its size? There isn't another district comparable, and we need to start figuring out what those successful programs are and replicate them so that every student has access.
All right, Peter Spadafore is running for the Lansing School District Board of Education. Peter, we'll talk with you a time or two again before the election. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.